Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show. On every afternoon, Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Global Triple M Rush Hour on this windy Tuesday. Gold medal for Australia once again in the swimming pool. And let's say hello to Bernie Vince and Greg Blewett. Good afternoon, chaps. Welcome to a Tuesday.
Good afternoon, Jars. G'day, Bernie. Hey, Doss. Hey. Adelaide, well done today. Zero cases.
Yes.
And we are out tonight. How good's that?
Nah, very, very good. Yes, g'day, Jars. Blue. Family out there, I just can't wait to get you boys back in this studio because it's not quite the same when you're at home, and I feed off your energy when you're in here with me. And well, Hado just doesn't give me the same thing you guys give me. So
you are just upset that like when we play poker in here, that you this is a rubbish hand.
Well, I did lose poker before, so I'm looking forward to coming out. But you had an interesting point, Blue, of what time we should be coming out of lockdown.
Yeah, well. Last Tuesday, when we announced that we were going into lockdown, was Tuesday, and it was from 6 p.m.
Yep.
But we're coming out at midnight tomorrow night.
Yes.
Good call.
Yes. Good
call.
So
it should be six.
So we've lost.
It should be six. So they said we're going into lockdown for a week.
Yeah.
So you're right. We've lost 6 hours.
Oh, that's 6 hours we won't get back. What are we going to do?
Chaps, we're going to catch up with Tommy Jonas from Port Adelaide. Burns Beef's back, so looking forward to that one, Burn.
Yes.
And obviously, Police Commissioner Grant Stevens, who's done a wonderful job, spoke about community clubs. Can they train and can they play this weekend? Here he is about competition on Saturdays.
If you're training, you're training with a group of people that you normally come into contact with. But when you allow teams to compete, they invariably come from different parts of the wider metropolitan area or different country locations to compete together. So you're bringing different communities together, which means if we do have an outbreak, the potential spread is much wider than if you just have it within a group of people who normally get together.
Happy with that, Jazz?
There we go, chaps. Hey?
Happy with that?
Oh, look, I've got to respect everything they're doing. So from a selfish point of view, I don't understand why we can't play on the weekends, Burn. But look, it is what it is. So we've just got to put up with it and hang in there for another 7 days. But at least the boys can train during the week. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, how well are our girls going in swimming at the Olympics? Gold yesterday and gold again today. 20-year-old Kaylee McEwen in the 100-metre backstroke, just got to the line in time. And she was asked after the race about what sort of message she'd like to send to her mum and sister.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Yeah.
See, she's gone the F-bomb and then followed up with shit.
Jeez. Oh. See, it's like Bernie Vince does. You always check if you can swear.
He made it. Can I swear off here? Early. two.
Brilliant.
It's hard to see off here. These lights are that bright.
I didn't ask.
I didn't get an answer. I just went with it after asking. But I did ask to a point. Big show, Jazz. What do we got?
I just said who's on the show earlier if you're listening, Chunkhead. Let's go, Hado.
He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
That's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And last year, he took on the number one Guernsey as Port Adelaide's standalone skipper. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
Welcome, Tommy, to a Tuesday Rush Hour. Good to have you on the phone, mate.
It's been too long, boys. How are you?
We're tracking okay. Obviously, good news that we're coming out of the restrictions midnight tonight. And how's the Tommy Jonas family been coping with the last 7 days?
Yeah, firstly, I think everyone's done a ripping job with the restrictions and staying up and about. Personally, we're pretty lucky. Obviously, I'm living it up over here in five-star luxury. And Millie's at home with her parents. And little Matilda's just charging around the house with grandma and aunties and uncles, so she's living the dream.
Tommy, Bokey's 300th. Obviously, no crowd, chaired off in front of no one. Did have a few beers after with him?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a 9-day break, so you might notice the voice is a little bit hoarse.
Oh, still.
I'm getting old, mate. So we had a couple on Friday night, and then a bit more of a formal thing Saturday after the twos had a run around. So no, it was good. I think it was a bit odd cheering him off in front of no one, but we were just really happy to show, you know, our respect for the great man and what he means to our club and everyone. So he wasn't too fast as long as we ran out there and got the win and continued our push for premiership, because that's the one thing, you know, obviously we and he really wants.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, TJ, some good news on the injury front. You're starting to get some really good players back. Orazio, Fantasia off the injured list, but poor old Lockie Jones is booked in for some more surgery.
I think he might have cursed himself at the start of the year when he said he's never had a serious injury, and he's gone hammy syndesmosis. So it's going to, you know, really test his resilience, but he's a quality young man. I think he'll be, you know, he'll navigate his way through it and be stronger for it. So we might not see him again this year. Fingers crossed we do. He has got pretty decent healing powers. But on the flip side, like you said, we got the three young boys back. You can see the way that influenced our offense straight off the bat. And I think Raz will be putting his hand up for selection this week as well.
What about Robbie Gray, mate? How far is he off?
Yeah, Dingo's moving pretty well, actually. I think he's enjoyed getting over here and spending some time around the boys. And it's going to be tough for Kenny, you know, obviously having the four tools up there, or three tools. And then with all the small forwards coming back at the same time, there's going to be some challenging choices for him to make. But it's a nice spot to be in this time of the year.
Yeah, important win last week because they got off to a pretty fast start, Collingwood. But this week, you got the Giants. They are coming off a good win over Essendon. They get some players back too. Toby Green, none bigger than him. Who gets him? Do you? Because you can play on talls and smalls. Have you? Do you ever stand him?
Yeah, well, I had a week off last week too, so I'll be pretty fresh. Yeah, so I might get a look at Toby depending on how high he plays. But they're playing some really good footy, and they've still got a bucket load of talent, so we're going to have to be up for it. In terms of down back, we have got a bit of flexibility with Birdo playing some of those roles, and obviously myself from time to time, and Trent McKenzie pretty much just taking whoever's starting out of the cage. So we'll back ourselves in against whatever they dish up.
And with that game, do you know where you're playing yet? We hear maybe Metricon, or do you have any indication?
I wouldn't have much more than you boys. I'm hearing whispers of Canberra. Also, you know, Victoria's been thrown up. But yeah, I think Metricon's probably leading the charge, although I think there may have been a couple of cases pop up in Queensland today. So we'll just have to wait and see. It all changes pretty quickly.
Tommy, Jonas, while in isolation, what's tickled your fancy with the Olympic Games? The boys are glued into what?
Yeah, love the swimming, but also pretty happy with a bit of the volleyball as well. Well, I used to play a bit of that back in the day, so giving that a look. But yeah, it's perfect timing, just 10 hours a day. What else would you really want?
Hey, Willem Drew, he's someone that probably doesn't come across opposition's radar too much, and I reckon if he walked down the street, not many people would notice him. But he's certainly putting a good block of games together, another 30-odd possessions on the weekend.
Yeah, he's a really selfless player, and he's really important around midfield with the way he hunts and tackles, and he got a bit of credit for his performance on Friday night, as he should, and he's been walking around with the chest puffed out, pretty happy with himself, so good on him.
Tommy, Jonas, while watching the Olympics, what Olympic sports would you eliminate so far?
Oh, I'd scrap the 3-on-3 basketball as most
rubbish.
Yeah.
Skateboarding, rubbish.
Skateboarding, no good, waste of time.
Yeah.
But they're probably lucky there's a typhoon, otherwise there wouldn't have been any surf, so they've done well there. But I'm pretty happy with whatever, mate. I'm a bit of a nuffy.
Have you got any indication? I'll ask the footy questions. I'll leave Jars to the Olympics because he's an expert.
Boring questions, Boone. Well, getting excited. Come on.
Have you got any indication of when you'll be home or playing games at home?
Not really. I think with Victoria doing such a good job at getting on top of things, there's a sneaky chance to be back after our game this weekend. So don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but that would obviously be nice. But we got to work with SA to make sure that we do the right thing and there's no risk of us bringing anything back. So, like I said, we're pretty settled in here and the support's been great and the boys are loving being around each other. So if we're here a little bit longer, that's fine too.
TJ, all the best, mate. Thanks for your time. Rest up, and we'll look forward to the GWS game, Port Adelaide, wherever you play. And, yeah, thanks for your time, buddy. Take care.
Cheers, boys. Ciao.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Just while we got you, what's about the Olympics and the swimming and the running and Usain Bolt? You like him?
Who's that? Triple
M. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats. On Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
Oh, I love the Burns Beef on a Tuesday. You've parked it for a few weeks, but obviously something's pricked your ears and you're not happy.
Yeah, parked it. Well, we did brekkie there for a couple of weeks, and then we went live last Tuesday. So there's been false starts of wanting to get out of the cage and let things happen. But look, something happened over the weekend, Jars, and no, it wasn't Harvey annoying me and having to put him outside and tie him up to the fence and I didn't do any of that either. But I saw some vision on the TV and there was some selfish, egotistical, self-centered f-wits.
Oh no.
The anti-lockdown protesters, Jars. Now what the hell were they thinking? It wasn't just here, it was right around the nation.
Yeah.
Everywhere. They weren't wearing masks and yes, lockdown does hurt all businesses and there's a lot of people hurting out there. But you know what's worse than businesses not going well, boys?
What's that?
People dying.
Yeah, that's
now, that's what we don't want. So do they want to stay open like New South Wales tried? You know what New South Wales had today? 172 cases and 2 deaths. But all they're doing by congregating in these rallies and all standing next to each other, dry rooting each other and whatever they do in those things, there's smoke's going off and all they're doing is putting opening up in jeopardy. Isn't it? Am I not seeing something here, Jazz?
Oh, I don't know, Bern.
Blue?
You're a little bit counterproductive, I would have thought, Bern.
I've never heard of that word, but I'm going to use it. Counter, what was it? Interproductive?
Counterproductive.
They were charging officers. They were throwing pot plants. Now, where the f*** do you get a pot plant in a rally? They were punching horses. They were just doing everything that really shit me off. And plus, I had a bad day on the punt, which added to my f***ing annoyingness. But they called it a freedom rally. A freedom rally. Get f***ed. And you know what? For those, and this is a little bit more local, the house party that the bloke had out at Lights View. Now, that's the third time this dickhead's been caught for having a house party and too many people over. Well, what my message is to him, Jazz?
What is it, Bert?
Have you lost my f***ing number? I didn't get an invite. Get me round next time, you bastards. I want to get out. I'm sick of this.
He's gone.
What's your message to Sydney?
Shut up, Jazz!
There you go.
Bernie's beef.
He's gone.
He's gone. He's just
he's gone to the party.
Hey, boys, this morning I was down at Foodland at the butcher shop and those boys give me a bit of a hard time because a couple of them are Port Adelaide supporters, but one of the boys said, Charles, I just want to throw this question without notice. Who's the better player, Rory Sloane or Trav Boak?
Ooh.
I've gone, oh, hello. And I was ordering it.
Right now or over their careers?
Well, he said their careers, who's the better one, you know, over their journey so far. And geez, it got me thinking. Like, I'm still trying to come up with who is the better player because they've been two great players for their respective clubs. Who do you think, Bern, Greg?
Jeez, tough one. You have to go through, I suppose. It's a good conversation, isn't it? They're pretty even. I'd say probably Travis Boak for mine. That's just initially just thinking. I just wrote down a few things what he's done. 3-time All-Australian, 2-time Best and Fairest. He's won 3 showdown medals. Sloaney has won 2 BNFs. You'd think Sloaney might play on for a little bit longer than Boakie.
All-Australian 2016.
He's won a showdown medal as well. obviously there was the co-captain and then captain to now. So pretty similar, but Boakey's probably just got an extra tick in each column that you that you speak about, don't you think? An extra All-Australian, extra BNF. But and also they're both captain their club and done great jobs. But I think I think Boakey just, but Sloaney's probably got a little bit more. Although Boakey wants to play to 40, so he could go longer. But that's a sort of a wait and see. It's hard to compare, isn't it?
It is tough. It's had me thinking since I left the butcher shop. Greg, what do you reckon?
Oh, Boakey for me. I didn't have his stats in front of me for what Bernie just read out. I just think that the last couple of years, Sloane has had some, he's had some unlucky injuries as well, hasn't he? It's just been, start, stop the last two or three years. Boakey hasn't done a lot wrong throughout his career. He's a fantastic captain at Port Adelaide. Said no to Geelong. I'm sure they threw the kitchen sink at him. Stuck it with Port Adelaide here, and just his consistency is unbelievable. So. I love Sloane as well, don't get me wrong, but I have to go with Boakey at this stage.
And Byrne, they're both two different types of players. Sloane's an inside machine and Boakey's an elite outside mid, aren't they?
Well, Boakey can do both. He's he's inside and outside. Sloane probably more inside. But it's a really good conversation. It's a good conversation. I just feel like Travis Boak's just ahead, playing 300 games as well. But that premiership, none of them have been able to. At least Sloane did play in a grand final and should have won it on that day. But they just got beaten by a better side on the day. To the premiership, if one of them can steal a premiership, and Boakey's probably right in the window, that would obviously tip it right over. But more importantly, Jars, what'd you get from the butcher shop?
Oh, I had to get some gluten-free schnitzels.
Gluten-free schnitzels. Shut up.
Guess who just got banned from the Stansbury pub?
You're out. No wonder you thought he got kicked out of the town after the career grand final. You gluten-free schnitzels.
It's his poor little tummy.
Heard of so much shit in my life. Seriously, what did the butcher, did he look back at you funny?
No, he's got it ready for me.
Oh. It's the rush hour.
Oh, why don't you get a...
We didn't even get an answer from Jars, who we thought.
He said he didn't know at the start.
Yeah, well, I'm with Byrne.
Bluey said Boakey too, so you're with Bluey as well.
Now, let's talk about Australian swimmers' nicknames, all right? I want to go down that path, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Now, as we know, Arnie Titmuss, who's now called the Terminator.
Is she?
Well, who gives her that nickname?
Someone in the press?
Fred. I think, Jars, her name is Ariane, so they call her Arnie for short.
Yep, I like
it.
But who gives her the nickname? Who gives her that badge? Now, she's now going to be called the Terminator for the rest of her life.
Well, I don't know. Have you done your homework?
Is it a teammate? You're the one who brought it up. Journos? What?
Have you done your homework?
This is a loaded question.
No, well, I haven't really. I just want to know. Now, how do these Australian swimmers get these nicknames when they go to the Olympics? Now, we spoke to Liesl Jones yesterday. Called Lethal, Diesel.
Yes.
No, she's not. She denied both.
She didn't like her. I thought she was a bit snobbish yesterday.
You called her Diesel, and then she said, well, I've never been called that before, maybe Weasel. Where, and then you went to the other one, and she'd never heard of it.
Lethal Jones at the Olympics. That's what the commentators would say, but maybe it didn't quite get to
her. Now we're getting somewhere. Ian Thorpe was called the Torpedo, yeah?
Thorpedo.
That'll do.
It's gone beautifully.
Can you think of, well, Susie O'Neill, what was she called?
Madam Butterfly.
There you go.
Yes.
So where do these names come from?
I don't know.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. And if we were in the swimming pool, if the three of us, the top rating global rush hour, were Australian swimmers representing our country in the Olympics, what do you think we'd be called?
Oh, I think you'd be probably something around the lines of sunk. Or... on the bottom,
or Bob, just bobbing up and down.
Yeah, or the more word, water, please.
The word Greenpeace springs to mind for me.
So Greenpeace. I think I'd be called, if I was an Australian 200 metre freestyle gold medalist, I'd be called Poetry, no doubt.
Poetry.
You'd be called Dr. Seuss, mate.
Or the architect.
Oh, yeah.
Between the lanes.
Yeah.
Nah. Greg, I reckon you'd be called Little Goldfish.
Little Goldfish.
Flap around and go nowhere.
Because your puny little body friendly. Could be swimming, hey?
Friendly and sort of, you know.
Orange. He's orange at least.
And Burn, if you're in the 400 relay, I reckon they'd call you Hammerhead Shark because you've got a big head.
It's all right.
What has he been doing down there?
He's gone crazy.
This working from home is really starting to get to him.
But I'm fascinated by nicknames.
Hammerhead.
I'm fascinated by these nicknames.
They used to call me that after Sammy in the showers, but that's about it. That's about that.
It's all right. Jars the Architect. What was the other one? Poetry.
Oh, yeah.
Poetry. Until you get out of the pool in your little Speedos.
Give us a call.
Little Jarman. That's great. I need my own time, he's saying in the WhatsApp group. I have got a segment you're going to love. Was that it or you got something else?
That was just relatable to Arnie Titmus, who's done the country proud and about to win another gold medal.
Yeah.
That's all. So she's called the Terminator.
Awesome.
All right. So there you go.
Great stuff,
Jarman. I'd be more worried about the lifeguard that we employed.
Well, I
save him!
What was Phelps's nickname? He's won the most gold medals ever.
Oh, yeah, it was too. What was he called?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you.
The goat.
The goat.
Think the break's done, boys.
We got any listeners left?
A question for the boys. Text it through on our Automasters line, 0488 51047. Now, boys, this person has asked to remain anonymous, although they are from Seaford. And it says, I've heard from a friend of mine that Andrew Jarman has admitted he has no intention of coming back into the studios this week after lockdown ends tonight. Can you confirm this? I'll just go straight to the source, Andrew Jarman.
Oh, I can confirm that intel. I won't be coming back.
What?
Look at Bernie. No. Bernie's furious.
No.
What?
No, I'm done.
What, you're not coming back at all?
I'm not going to come back into the studio. I'm going to stay at home because I'm not going to wear a mask in the building.
I think your wife might have something to say about that, Jazz.
Is Maz there?
Hang on, he's walking off. Take your headphones off.
He forgot he had his headphones on. He was connected. Nearly broke his neck.
Nearly hung himself.
Stay home from now on and work forever.
How did you go, Papa?
That didn't go down well.
No, yeah, it's just started laughing.
If you've got a question for the boys, 0488 51047. Thanks to Automasters. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
It's lockdown.
What have you got, buddy? Now, before you start your fun facts, Bern, and it's much loved segment around the globe.
Is it? Yeah, okay.
About a month ago, Bern, you asked me to find out, does Gilligan from Gilligan's Island have a first name? Do you remember that?
I asked the family, is Gilligan his first or last name? Because it's never been told. It's never been...
No, but you threw it to me and you said, well, you should know. You were very verbal and critical of me of not knowing.
Was I?
So
yeah, well,
I've done some
like
research and Greg and Burn and family, Gilligan does have a first name and his first name's called Willie. Willie Gilligan is his name.
And no, that is me.
No, Bern, you've still got to do your facts.
Bern, you've got to do your fun facts.
Hang on, wait. No,
Willie. Bern, he's called Willie.
Bern's...
It's Willie Gilligan.
You know, William Gilligan.
When I do facts, they're actually facts. That's true.
Yeah, well, this is a fact, and you'll apologise to me very shortly.
I'm not apologising for that shit you just served up. You should apologise to me.
No, well, okay. Well, we'll give us your facts before Haydo confirms it.
Jars looks like Gilligan's mate. What was his name?
The captain.
Oh, the skipper. No, skipper. I'm more like the professor.
You really do look like the fisherman that takes the fish that John West like rejects.
Hey, Jars, I've got a couple of facts for you in a minute, but July 27 is National Scotch Day, so I want us all to have a little scotch on the rocks tonight, okay, boys?
Yeah. I like it.
What a good day to come in our last day of lockdown, something to celebrate. Scotch and Coke. Had a few of them last night, actually.
Let's FaceTime each other tonight with a little scotchy on the rocks.
Oh, I'd rather not, please. Anyway, I just trust that you'll do it. And Jars wouldn't know how to work FaceTime anyway.
No, I don't.
Anyway, on this day, 1940, Bugs Bunny made his official debut, boys. Bugs Bunny.
What was his catchphrase, Jars?
Yippity-yippity. That's all, folks.
That's the pig.
Porky Pig.
Oh, what's up, Doc?
That's all, folks.
Have a fourth go. Is it what's up, Doc?
Yeah, what's up, Doc? Yeah.
Well, I said that three times to him and he still went with something different. Anyway, another thing. 1999, Tony Hawk. Now, we spoke about skating coming in to the Olympic Games. On this day in 1999, landmark day in the skating world, Tony Hawk landed his first ever 900 on the skateboard.
A two and a half spin.
Dangerous 2.5 revolution spin off a vertical. Jarz, you ever attempted that?
Not at all, Burn.
Will
don't
you?
Like, no, don't like ice skating.
Look, I'm just going to punch through this last bit. Couple of birthdays
it's
today.
William.
Shut up, Jarz! Turn him off. He normally turns himself off.
He's
just
off.
He's gone. This birthday, 1975. Alex Rodriguez, the New York Yankee, ex-New York Yankee, and married. Who did he marry? Someone famous?
J-Lo.
J-Lo. That's right. They've just broken up. Yeah. Back. What are that? Brad and Jennifer, or whatever it is called.
Jennifer.
That's someone different. Yeah. Hey, 1969. Triple H was born.
Hey, the legend.
The American wrestler, he turns 52 today. And a couple of facts. I've got a fact, just so make sure Jarz can hear me, but I don't want him to talk back.
Right.
I've got one for him first and one for Blue second.
Right.
So, do you know that hairiness is correlated with a higher IQ? There's been numerous studies.
He just held his fist up to the screen.
And that is why Jarz does not have a skerrick of hair on his head, because the more hair, the smarter you are. That's all starting to make sense, this stuff here. And as I read down, that's Jarz's fact. And I've got one for you, Blue, or more for Catherine. Do you know what there's a name for the bird? Because she makes her candles. And what's her company?
Nectar
with a K.
Yep.
The burnt part of a candle wick. Do you know that's got a name?
No.
It's called, you'll be able to ask her this when you get home. She should know. It's called a snast. A snast. The black bit of a burnt candle when the flame gets below it is called a snast. S-N-A-S-T-E. So there you go, boys. Couple of facts.
Thank you.
Couple of targeted facts for each of you. And Jarz, no wonder you can't work out, life, because you've got no hair on your head. But apparently you've got a hairy back, haven't you?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
Blue?
Not at all. Hey, Bern, have you checked out Hato? It's Willie Gilligan.
Willie Gilligan. We can confirm that.
I'm unplugging.
That's his name. His name, Bern. You can't unplug me.
No.
And before you go, Bern.
No, Bern's unplugged himself.
There are 365 days in a year, Bern, and Greg, and there's 52 weeks, right? However, 52 times 7 is 364. How is that possible when how's that possible and what's happened to the other day, Bern?
That's why we have a leap year, you
thing back. Is he still talking that? Didn't I just say?
Bern, I'm going to go check Catherine's snatched out.
Yeah.
You can get a hold of the boys on the text line 0488851047, all thanks to Automasters.
He can't hear us. He's had his hands in the air the whole time wondering what's going on. Actually, you know what? Brings a bit of quality having him silent. Let's just continue.
He's pointed his earphones.
He's going.
And he can't hear anything.
I've got nothing inside. Yeah.
Have you got nothing in your headphones, Jarz?
Oh, we knew that before he couldn't hear us.
Hang on, we've got a little backup thing. Hang in there. Jarz, what's wrong, mate? We're talking to you, Daniel.
Well, you've turned me on all of a sudden, have you, Hato? Got all the buttons there. You think you're controlling everything?
No, I've got you on the webcam audio, which is not the audio that we use. What's wrong? You can't hear anything?
Mate.
You are
turn
on.
Me on.
You're
hear
on.
You now.
No, you're on. Now, say something. Turn your mic. Is your mic off? Is your mic off? Turn your mic on.
What are you saying, turn me on? Is that what Maz says to you?
He can hear us at least, but we can't hear him.
That's what Malcolm Blight used to say as well, Bern.
Turn me on.
Turn me on.
Here he is.
No. He's still talking through his webcam.
Oh.
So, Bluey's fine. Blue, you can hear us, yeah?
Yes.
Jarz, you can hear us, but you can't talk back. Is that right? Perfect. The best rush hour on the way, ladies.